Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host and friend, the Sand Tiger DJ Southeast Vince, coming at you from a place called Durham, North Carolina. And this is Black by Color Only, or CNM Radio. On this show, I will discuss current events and issues that affect the black race, and I will pick on the apostles of blackness. Hopefully, you'll get something from this show, and if you have a question or a comment, make sure you season it well with respect, or I'll push the kick button. And you will suffer the curse of the fruit bat. So don't come in here being a fruit bat, as this is a fruit bat free program. You are listening to Black by Color Only.
Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on, so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
Well, hello everybody out there, to my listening audience, to those who are listening in live, and to those listening in the archives, I hope today finds you doing well. If you would like to call into the show, well, that is, if you're listening live, the call-in number is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. And you can call in and talk about anything. Excuse me. You can call in and talk about anything related to the subject matter, but I will give you a warning. I will not tolerate ad hominem attacks, character assassinations, excessive profanity, straw man arguments, things of that sort. It will prompt me to push the kick button, and as I said in the show's description, you will suffer the curse of the fruit bat. So if you don't want to suffer the curse of the fruit bat, don't come in here acting like one. Okay? So, but anyway, I wanted to say, really, I didn't prepare my show today. I really didn't have a certain topic I wanted to talk about, and I'm kind of going to wing it today. This has been kind of a slow week for me. I don't know, the work week on till today, it feels like it's been a slow work week and whatever. This day has been pretty lazy for me as well, but. I was watching the news the other day, And I saw, you know, our friends, the liberals, I really don't know what to say about them. I really don't. Let me just start off by saying this. Have any of y'all recognized that in the 2.5 weeks that Joe Biden has been our president, the news stories have slowed down somewhat? Am I the only one? It seems like the news stories aren't as rambunctious as they used to be, you know. And I think this may have been a bad one for the liberals, because really right now they don't have much to talk about, because Donald Trump is out of office and Joe Biden's there, and it's almost like everyone in the nation is saying, well, he's there, you know. I mean, that's what it seems like. And just like I've said before, I do believe the election was stolen. I really do believe that. Joe Biden has, from what I heard, Joe Biden has already signed 45 or 48 executive orders. I mean, he did this before his first 2 weeks. And I'm sitting here like, what in the Sam Hill is this man doing? And I'm like, and basically what it is, he's basically trying to undo everything that Donald Trump did. Because, you know, in his mind and in the mind of the liberals, you know, Donald Trump is not in office anymore, but we still got a bad taste in our mouths because of what Donald Trump did. You know, he was a racist, and, you know, he didn't like women, and you know, he was just bad for the country. Every little thing he did was bad. Even the fact that he could walk around and breathe, that was bad for the country. And, you know, and one thing I hate about some of these politicians is how they think they're speaking for the rest of us and saying this is not what the Americans wanted, or this is what the Americans wanted. Things like that, it really does boil my potatoes a bit, because you're like, you're sitting there like, no, you all don't say anything. I know what you're thinking. You know, this is not what the Americans want. You don't even know what the Americans want. I mean, Joe Biden, you know, he gets up there and like, you know, I'm going to get Americans have suffered through this crisis of last year and everything, and we want to help them out. And he's proposing a $2 trillion relief package, coronavirus relief package, to help out the Americans. And I think he really, and see what he doesn't understand, what people don't understand when they hear, oh, they're proposing a $2 trillion relief package. They just think they're just going to pull this money out of the sky just magically. And they don't understand that it's going to result in raising of our taxes, because the government can't make taxes. They don't produce a product that people say, oh, okay, I'll buy this, and they make money that way. They make their money through taxes, and people don't understand that. And so when certain elements in the government come in and they say, oh, we're proposing this certain millions of dollars or billions of dollars or trillions of dollars, people are like, oh, yeah, go ahead, do it. Yeah. And people don't realize, and I don't understand why people don't understand this, that it's going to result in higher taxes. And our taxes don't need to be raised any higher than they are. But a lot of us will, oh, yeah, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. And see, this is a strategy by a lot of politicians. They like to say what you want to hear so that they can continue getting your favor, because that's all they care about, is getting your favor. Like a friend of mine says, all they care about is money and votes. That's all they care about. And I'm not just saying the liberals are like this. The liberals and the conservatives are like this. Both sides are like this. And in general, basically, our Congress is full of crooks. Our government is just full of crooks. You might have a few people here and there that that might do the decent thing or whatever, but in general, I'd say 98% of Congress is full of crooks, or 98% of our government is full of crooks. And that might be putting it in a nice way. It might be more than that. It might be as much as 99%, close to 100%. And all these guys do is to speak, you know, put enough sugar on their words to sweeten it for you. And you taste it, you're like, this is good. I want more of this. I want more. I want more. And that's what they're counting on. They want you to continue to help them out with money and votes. My wife and I, we were watching something this morning on Turning Point, and they were talking about a city that I am very, very familiar with called Washington, D.C. And for those of you all who don't know, I grew up in the D.C. area. I still have family in that area. My grandmother grew up in the shadow of RFK Stadium, where the Redskins used to play. And I grew up in nearby Prince George's County. And I didn't know D.C. was that bad. I knew D.C. was bad. Don't get me wrong. That's why I'm down here in Durham, North Carolina. Because I don't like, I'm not a big city person. I don't like the big city. I like, you know, I'm kind of suburban to country guy. That's what I like. Give me the wide open spaces and friendly faces any day. And we were watching this video clip, and they were talking about the homeless situation up in D.C., which D.C. has always had a problem with the homeless. But I didn't know it was this bad. Of course, you know, because I haven't lived in D.C. for a while, you know, I may have lost touch with what's going on up there. But they were showing, you know, homeless in tents while it was snowing. And I was like, wow, I thought this was when I first saw the video, I thought they were talking about San Francisco, because San Francisco is probably the city in the United States with the highest homeless population. They were talking about Washington, D.C. And most of the time when I hear about these big cities that are going into ruin, I very rarely hear about D.C., very rarely. We always hear about Chicago or San Francisco or New York City, Memphis, you know, places like that, even Los Angeles. But I very rarely hear D.C. mentioned. And it came as a somewhat of a surprise when I saw that video this morning. I'm sitting there like, well, this is something I already knew, because when I lived in D.C., it was crazy. I mean, wait a minute, y'all. Someone, they just said I got 90 seconds. Something's wrong here. Give me a second here, y'all. I don't know why they said I had 90 seconds, but let me do this. I don't know how in the world this happened. You all, I'm going to have to, good gracious, what in the world? You all, I'm going to have to pick this up at 5:30. I'm going to pick this up again at 5:30. Just bear with me. Something went wrong here, so I'm going to hang up now, and I'm going to pick this up at 5:30. I'm sorry. I apologize. Sorry for the inconvenience, but I'll pick this back up at 5:30.